you. Hey,
come on, 2016.
No time to have you lurking.
Come on, 2016.
What's up? What's up, y'all?
What up? What up?
It's Ishi.
It's Ju.
You know, from the Fresh Air podcast. And we're here. We're on episode 5.
Isn't that
Cinco.
Crazy? Isn't that crazy?
It's wild.
Because I just remember recording episode 1.
I do.
And now we're at episode 5. So.
You know, we started with Rihanna talking about work. You feel me? For all those people out there still waiting for an album from her, she's never giving you music again.
You shut up.
She's never giving you music
shut
again.
Up.
Number
she
one, Rihanna can't sing. I don't care if
what?
It's my popular opinion. She can't
what?
Sing. That's a vibe song, you know, work.
Rihanna
work,
can't
work,
sing.
She
are you
can't.
Mad?
I'm
are
not
you mad?
Mad, but she genuinely, like, cannot sing.
Okay.
Like, I don't think she has vocals.
To,
have you guys listened to Higher?
Have to disagree?
You take me
okay, but literally,
I'm
literally
sorry for y'all
in
ears.
That song, literally in that song, she said that she had gotten purposefully drunk to convey the emotions. Of
okay,
what
about
is.
Stay?
Stay?
Uh-huh.
She did that. With
what?
What's his name? Mickey?
Without the other dude, she would not have done that.
Girl.
Rihanna, she sings vibe music.
Take a seat.
She sung to put herself really on so she could
take
do what
a
she
seat.
Loved. She wants to. She wanted to be a
so
beauty guru.
She went through 20 years in the industry.
Yes.
Just to make makeup.
100%. She had to build. She had to build that reputation
take a
up.
Seat. Take a seat.
She was
Rihanna
here for 20 years, and what
Rihanna
did she give us
sing.
In those 20 years?
Are you freaking
what
nuts?
What did she give us? Anti.
Are you freaking nuts?
What else did she give us?
Are you freaking the whole entire Loud album?
Huh?
Loud.
What else?
Only Girl in the World. What's My Name? Freaking.
That's still the same album.
Yeah, just I'm listing all the bangers.
Okay, but what other album?
You, if it's loving that you want.
What other album? But
other.
What other album? But what other album? Give me another album.
Disturbia's
no. No, that's one song. Disturbia. It's like a darkness. But Rihanna never could sing for real, for real. She's
just,
very poppy
you're just
singer.
A crack smoker.
I'm not a crack smoker. I'm just being honest. I'm being extremely honest, quite frankly. But you know, work, don't stop. Mm-mm. Episode 6, you feel me? We're here. We made it this far. We're here talking about work relationships because you know it's still season 1. And season 1 is all about relationships. And now we're getting into like the real conversations. You feel me? Because everybody talks about situationships.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talk about stuff like, you know, self-care, like stuff like that. But we're getting into like the things that no one ever really talks about. Let's talk about work relationships.
Okay.
Right? How we are close to our job, how we're distant from our job, how work can affect your relationship between people, whether that be your coworkers or things like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
How does it affect your mental? All that. We're having those, like, you know, better, tougher conversations. But after all that talking, you know, agreeing to disagree, whether Rihanna can sing or not, I got
cares.
A question for you. Okay. I got a question for you, Ju.
Okay, what's up?
What's your temp, Playboy?
Well, my temp is honestly hot because it's homecoming season.
Mm-hmm.
So far on our very short-lived homecoming tour.
short-lived.
Shout out to Howard University.
H-U? I assume
time.
They responded on the other end.
Had a good time, you know, in D.C. I was going to say in Howard. But had a good time in D.C. Howard was aight. It was good.
It was what? It was aight. Nah, we teed you up. They teed you up.
It was teed. I'm not going to hold you, but G-Ho is what I'm ready for. Like,
you ready for it?
So homecoming season, specifically HBCU homecoming season. Like,
100%.
I don't really know how the PWIs rock, and I'm not saying that they don't. But mm-hmm. I just never experienced it. Except for, like, UNCG's homecoming. But, honestly, that's just a bonfire. no shade, no tea, but...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
My tip is kind of similar. You feel me?
Okay.
With homecoming season
mm-hmm.
comes pockets, right? Mm-hmm. Whether or not you can afford homecoming season
okay.
or to do, you know, even short-lived homecoming tours is dependent on your pockets. And that, for me, I've been learning, like, how to be a real adult, like how to
right.
budget money, pay rent, go to work, and things like that while still being in school, right? So my temp is adulting this week.
It's hard.
That's how I'm feeling. It's real difficult.
It's hard.
Real difficult, and it's
and
getting more hard.
The crazy part is we're just doing adulting light in college. Like we're not
lightweight.
Even, we're not even doing like the real. The
we don't
real,
got children.
No. Because like,
some people are doing this
don't
with kids.
Even hopping to kids, like before you even get to kids, like we're not paying mortgages. We're not paying like, we're not doing 401ks. We're not doing none of that. We're just doing adulting
light work, lightweight. That's crazy. But yeah, that's my temp this week. Adulting, Ju temp, homecoming season.
Also,
you know?
Shout out to my Nissan
Amen. Shout out to Cece.
Because she been cutting up, but she actually got us to DC and back safely. So shout out to her.
Shout out to all the women out there with Nissan Ultimas and Michael Kors purses. Come on.
Michael Kors purses. Let's get it.
Shout out to Cece. Shout out to Cece. But you know, last episode was about, college relationships and college friendships. And you know, it was a long episode.
It was longer than expected.
But we talked about some real stuff, right? We because did. That's what we aim to do. And our question of that episode was, how do we, or how do our work relationships affect our worldview, right? And our view on life. We kind of reworked it and changed it a little bit in like when we were explaining it. Mm-hmm. So how do we manage those work relationships? And then how does that then affect that worldview? And I was wondering if you had an answer for that, because usually, you know, we like to answer it on here, so.
Right. Let me clear my throat, because oftentimes my position on jobs gets misconstrued. Mm-hmm. My position or my opinion on jobs and careers slash occupations are two different things. When I think about jobs, I'm thinking about stepping stone, like this is not where I want to be forever, this is not where I want to be currently, but I'm here. I feel like you should not let those relationships vastly, like, change who you are, change the way you do things, change the way you feel about yourself, about the outside world. Like, I know for facts, like, even I tell you this all the time, for me, I'm never going to bend my back over for a corporation that I'm working for, like, that's a billion-dollar corporation, because at the end of the day, capitalism don't care about me. So what the fuck? I don't care to... Of course I'm going to do my job, but I'm not going to be sitting here, like, up at night, like, oh my God, we don't have anybody for closing shift, and we don't... That shit is stressful, but I'm not going to, like, kill myself over that, because at the end of the day, if you pass out at the job, they're gonna clock you out before calling 911. They ain't gonna call 911 and your mother and be like, oh, she fell out. No, they're gonna clock you out. And with that, that's not that. But your career, your occupation, something that you love, something that you went in debt for to get a degree for, like, you should definitely be putting your all into it, but not your all to the sense where it becomes unhealthy and toxic to who you are as a person. But that's the difference for me. Like, that's how I manage.
So that's like your worldview on work.
Just right? Across the board.
Just in general. Okay, well, I am one of those people who I grew up being taught to work hard in whatever you're doing, that this is your job, this is your livelihood, so make sure you maintain it, because even with these little jobs that you have in these corporations and whatnot, that affects how people view you. So I'm always thinking about how I'm being viewed and the work that I'm putting out there, and I want it to be quality. That's why I bend myself backwards. I'm also in a position where I have to lead other people. So when you're thinking about leading other people, if you don't want, you have to relieve some of the stress from them. So the stress that you're talking about, like breaking your back and killing yourself, if you're just a regular employee, don't break your back or whatever. But when your job is to manage people's stress and it's to manage like their thoughts and what's happening to them and limit the amount of stress they have to endure, you're putting all that stress on yourself. So then it does make it more difficult for me, because I'm constantly thinking about like, okay.
But do you think that some of that is self-inflicted? Like, because you are a manager, but then you have people who are managing you. So are you then taking, I think it is your job to lead them in that space. But as far as taking that stress outside of the space, like that is not your job. You're not getting paid to do that. You know what I'm saying?
But I can get in trouble for some of the things that if it's not done correctly, or if something happens, I can then get in trouble and then
lose. And I understand that. And I'm not telling you to go to work and half-ass things. Like with these stepping stone jobs, I'm still telling you to show up for your shifts and do what you have to do for your livelihood. But what I'm saying is, don't do something so like, don't feel like you have to put the company on your back when half the times like you're putting the company on your back for less than barely above minimum wage. Like, I'm not going to put a company on my back when the same stress I'm trying to take away from other people, they don't care about taking that stress from you. They're hiring people because they want to keep their corporations, you know, fueling. And I understand where you're coming from. And I'm not telling people to like go to their jobs and like flip counters and not do what you're supposed to do. You will get fired, and don't quote me if you get fired, but I'm just saying, don't put it on your back to the point where it's crippling. Like, you can't even, you can't sleep no more. You can't eat. You're losing mad weight. You don't know when the last time you had 5 hours. You don't know the last time. I wish I had the issue of losing mad weight. Or you're gaining mad weight. You don't know the last time you had more than 4 hours of sleep. Like, stuff like that is not cool. Like, I don't believe in that at all. Like, I will die on that hill that I'm not going to.
And I think that's just representative of your upbringing.
No, it's not. That's something that I personally feel. My mom and my entire family are people that will go to work and come home.
But you don't feel like you've grown up thinking or knowing that it's always been like you'll be okay?
I would say yes and no. In my head, I just feel like no matter what happens, whether I have $0 in my account or $1 million in my account, like, I'm good. Like, with or without anything. And I feel like you're trying to get to a point of privilege. And I feel like half of it is privilege and other half is like, that's just the way my faith works. Like, I could really be $0 in my bank account. And I know I might need to pull it together. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's never the sense of, even you can get your life in order without having to kill yourself. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? You can work hard without having to kill yourself. You can do things to sustain yourself without having to die. Now, is it hard? Yes. It is very hard to be working class in America, but it's not, for me, it's not a value of, with jobs. I'm mm-hmm. not talking about careers. With jobs. And even me saying that could be elitist because some people don't have a chance to have careers or occupations. Like, their jobs are their livelihood, so they put mm-hmm. their energy into that. And that's understandable. But I think it's contextual based upon your path and who you are. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm not putting no corporation on my back.
I feel it. I always disagree with Julia on her view of, like, because I understand, like, what you're saying, mm-hmm. and I get it. But also, I do think it's a representation of how you grew up. Even mm-hmm. if your parents have different views on it, I still think that feeling of like always I'm gonna be good whether I have $0 or nothing comes from how it's a direct effect of how you were like raised and the things that you went through growing up. Even everybody goes through something, so I'm not saying that it's privilege. I'm not saying that you lived a privileged mm-hmm. life, but I do think it's a representation of your upbringing. Like, whereas me on my end, I just knew that all I ever saw my mother do was work hard in whatever she was doing. When she was a maid, working hard, mm-hmm. right? And then to go to school, have kids, and then work in like dentistry and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Still working that hard mm-hmm. and growing in the ranks of her job, right? Mm-hmm. But you always think about where you started and right. not having nothing and then that hard work. So in my brain, in my mental, it's even if I'm doing this now, this is not my end all be all, but I'm still going to give it my all. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm not saying, because I'm very quick to tell my manager, and many of my managers know I'm overwhelmed. Right.
And but I think that your awareness of that comes after the fact that you probably, your body is to the point where you can't, like you shouldn't have to get to that point to then say, I'm overwhelmed. It should be I'm not even going to let myself get to that. And I hear you. I really do. I really hear you. And I'm not saying that working hard is a bad thing. I'm not telling people not to work hard. Let's clear the air here. Let's clear the fresh air. I'm not telling y'all not to work hard. If you work at McDonald's, go in that bit and fry them fries and flip them burgers and check them people out. Like you say, mom was a maid. Okay, go in there. Do what you got to do to survive. Survival. But if you're surviving, there's no need for you to go into these places. Mm-hmm. If you work at McDonald's, you don't need to be there from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. You don't. Unless you need to, and y'all can't see me, but it's quotes, then go ahead and do what you got to do. But at the end of the day, you working hard to die. I mean, I don't know, man.
Once again, I continuously disagree with you. I don't know, but man. Then that goes into like an actual necessity of working, right? Mm-hmm. And whether it's how does work being a necessity change how you view working and how yeah. you view careers yeah. versus jobs? Because when working's not a necessity, you're in college, right? And even if you didn't live on your own, you would be living in a dorm. Like, right. you know what I mean? So working is not necessarily a necessity. And I always tell people, if you don't have to work, don't. Like, if you don't...
Yeah, I don't really see a lot of people who don't need to work working.
I see a lot of people who, like, because they keep, they call out, or they're, and they're like, I don't need this job because I just have this job for XYZ reason. Stop, quit, and do it the right way. Give them 2 weeks' notice.
I'm not a fan
of it, I feel like if it's not a necessity, like, if you don't need to work, why are you doing it? Why are you putting that added stress on yourself?
Okay, so you're coming from a... You're putting stress on yourself versus, like, you're probably stealing an opportunity for someone else who might need to work to make money.
I mean, I wasn't even thinking about it like that, but I think about it like that, too. But also, it affects the store. Like, it affects not... Once again, like, I don't care that much about the billion-dollar corporation, but it affects the people actually working. When I'm thinking about affecting the store, I'm not thinking about the money that's being made. That's not what I'm thinking about.
Right.
From my perspective, I'm thinking about running my shift. If two people, because this recently happened, no shade, no tea to my friends who listen, but if two people are trying to call out and both of them said, I cannot come to work, right? Two people, I only have four people as my closers. That's me and one other person closing.
Right. Right.
Four people, including me. That's me and one other person closing. So I'm not thinking about the company. Forget whether the company's going to make money or
not. I'm thinking about your stress levels.
Yes. Okay. I'm thinking about, will you then affect me and my other partner who is supposed to be working?
And that is very valid. I 100%, as someone who, when I do work these various stepping stone jobs that I have, and I just want to make this clear, like, it could seem like I'm coming from a place of proof, but I've scrubbed toilets, I've made smoothies, I've scooped ice cream, finna be working with Santa, I've changed diapers, I've wiped snotty noses, I've done it all for the purpose of survival. You know what I'm saying? But I've always never, like, what you're saying is facts. It's like, what about the people that's working at the remote location that you might be also working? That is not what I'm telling you to do. I'm not telling you to be inconsiderate of other people. I'm telling you to consider your own personal health. Now, if your own personal health interferes with your morality to be considerate to the people that you're working with, that's a personal choice, your personal call.
But I just feel like, and this is off tangent, but that point where you said, like, if you, they'll replace you.
They will.
You think that, but in that moment, for like 3 days, you're not replaced. So then the people, you gotta take it in consideration, your coworkers.
I'm talking about on the extremes of death.
No, okay, on the extremes of death. You're talking but let's about think about
who quit without two weeks' notice.
How often do people
I am one of them, so hate me.
How often do people, like, die on the floor at work?
Baby, there are a lot of cases.
No, because if you're not coming with no facts, I don't want the printer.
But I can give you facts.
No.
But you don't want the print.
No.
I can give you facts. People die all the time at minimum wage jobs or from stress-related diseases.
Where is the...
Baby, I don't have my thesis pulled up. I don't have my thesis pulled up.
Peer review.
But people die from stress-related causes all the time.
I feel that. But I'm saying, you're thinking in the extremes of stress. I'm thinking about just day-to-day, like, taking into consideration the other people you work with. I honestly...
And that's completely valid, but you're bringing up a point of, no, niggas are not going to work and dying every day. And people are, though. We're not going to talk about it, but if you're talking about in your perspective, okay, well, we'll you know, close in the scope. But think of your story as a microcosm of what I'm saying here. How often do you show up to work stressed and come home stressed and go to sleep stressed and wake up, wait for it, stressed, and then have to go back to work? And then what does that do to your body?
My body is hurting. No, but it's not just, because you're making it seem as if it's just work. It's not just work. It's not just work, school.
But we're talking about,
like,
work.
But I'm saying, like, on stress, of course, in the long run affects you, right? But right now,
and for some employees, it's affecting them immediately to where they're in hospitals. They're having strokes. They're having heart attacks. They're having freaking brain aneurysms. And you don't believe this, but after, if you would like me to post articles in your email, we can do that. But my whole thing is, like, oftentimes people aren't thinking that, oh, this is not related to my work. This is just related to the other things going on in my life. And that's true, but all that accumulates and piles up. And if you're a type of person, like, I remember one period of my life, I was opening and closing back to back. And I don't know, I'm pretty sure you've felt that before, where you close at 12 a.m., but you got to be in there at 7 a.m.? That's something. First of all, I think that should be illegal. It might be. But stuff like that causes people to die. And if you don't think so.
No, I definitely think so. But I'm saying when you're thinking about it, every single day, people are not going into work and dying. Like at some of these jobs.
Okay.
Probably at different jobs. But right. I'm saying.
Nobody's going to work. The same niggas at the same McDonald's are not dying daily, my nigga. That's not my point here. Let's clear this up. That's not my point here. What I'm saying is that people do pass out on the job, whether that be in North Carolina, Minnesota, Alaska, wherever you working, that's minimum wage or a little bit above. Somebody has passed out before.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that that manager, that shift would do is clock them out. That's my point. I'm not saying that the same people at that
we're
McDonald's.
Not trained to clock out. We're not trained to clock out.
What are you trained to do?
We're trained to call the authorities. What do you mean? Call the police.
Somebody just passed out. But don't worry, we clocked them out and everything, so you can take them on the ambulance.
I think you have the mentality that they're clocking them out. No, my manager's gonna. She is gonna like probably think of a time that they passed out
and go back later and clock them out. But I mean, hey, tomato, tomato. At the end of the day, like I don't think that. I'm not trying to shame people. I'm not trying to shame people who are doing that. I'm trying to tell you that you don't really holistically looking at it big picture, you don't have to kill yourself to survive. You might get close, but think of how much of that is, this shit is tough. I'm not going to ever deny that. But how much of it is self-inflicted versus how much of it is actually required of you? Because at the end of the day, if you do pass out on that floor, they're going to cost you.
Stop. Stop.
But that's just it. I'm going to leave that
alone. I think that's such a, you talk about your mental health being crippling to the point of, or the use of the word crippling, right? I think that's such a crippling mindset to have because then
the
you're not going to put.
Is crippling? No.
No, not the word
telling,
crippling.
But see, listen.
Wait, let me
go
explain.
Go ahead.
Because.
Because then you're a real spicy one.
Because then you're not going to go into these spaces and put forth your best self. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying kill yourself. Because if it's getting to the point where I cannot, you can literally ask any of the people I work with. I let them know I cannot.
Right.
I cannot. Last week, I should have went to work when I was here sleep on a thing. But I said, I cannot.
And now we're on the same page here.
No,
you're getting lost at. Okay, go ahead.
Because then you're not putting your all into these jobs because you're thinking, you're going into the mindset of, they just gonna clock me out. Sometimes work is not just about, right? Like if you go in with that mentality, then you're making work. Like not saying have a good time at work.
Because I have fun.
Not say have a good time, but like you're making it feel
like
worse than what it needs.
What it
then you're
is.
Adding stress onto yourself.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I'm not saying that I go into work not giving a fuck about my job. I just never work myself to the point where I feel like I can't live, like I can't do this, and people do. That's all I'm saying. We're on the same page here. I go to work. Times I want to call out, I still show up and I do what I need to do, and I work with my team. If I call out, it has to be something serious. The one job that I did not really care about, that was purely based on pettiness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take that out of the equation. I didn't like the manager. I didn't really care about what she needed. I wanted her day to be terrible. But in instances, being for real though, but in instances, I agree with you. Like you should be considerate of the people that you're working with. You wanted this job. You got hired for this job. You should do the job. But you did not get hired for this job to overwork yourself. Like that's all that
and
I'm
I feel
saying.
That. And I feel that. I feel
I'm
like
saying.
if you get to the point where it is like extremely affecting your mental.
That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
Relieve
here.
Your, no, but I think this is where, because I agree with that.
Like we're on the same
I always,
page.
No, I always tell people, quit. I am an advocate
and
of
I, and
quitting.
And that's what I say. That's what I say. But I have an issue. Do not quit if you do not have something else lined up.
Or my thing is, don't quit disrespectfully. Because
I quit
once
disrespectfully,
again, that's
quit,
where we differ.
No, because if I quit, that means I have already expressed to you my issues concerning this job. Mm-hmm. And you as a supervisor or a manager did not care about that.
Okay.
So I don't care about you. In okay. the instances that I have quit respectfully, I cared about you as a manager because you cared about me. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if you didn't care about me, if you didn't give a fuck about me while I was working there, I don't care what you what friends.
And I feel that. I feel that. But I'm talking about the people who
don't show up to work and never call you back.
Get a job and just don't show up. I'm like, even if you called me 5 minutes beforehand, I could have called my manager and be like, sis, not coming.
She but, quit. Though.
But can you like, yeah. but when you just don't show up and then we're behind and then we can't find coverage, like that's my issue.
Yeah.
I always think if you're going to quit, do it the right way. Give them a 2 weeks notice. Not saying that they're obligated to have one, but just think about the little people like me who gonna have to run back and forth, be a shift and be a barista at the same time. Like, take that into consideration, right? I'm not saying.
So this is personal.
Yeah, it's real personal because I feel like when I was promoted, it affected my mental health, yes, but it also affected how I view jobs. Because before I was just like, I've always been an advocate for quitting. Don't get me wrong. I've always been, if you don't need it, like I said, with the necessity of working, if you don't need it, quit. But I also think that it is kind of nice if you let us know a week in
advance. Yeah, and I agree with that. I do agree with that. But like I said, the only
or get your shifts covered. If you won't quit on the spot, make sure you be like, I'm quitting, I'm not coming, but Gabby's covering all my shifts. Right?
Right.
Gabby's covering all my shifts and y'all are going to be good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you have those kinds of people, right? Because, you know, we work with different types of people.
Yeah, let's go into the different type of coworkers.
You got the different kinds of people. You got the one that's never there. I know at Starbucks, we have a coworker who just, like, every shift calls out or is sick or is late.
Why do they still have a job?
Or is late. Because when they do come, they're a good employee.
When they come, they come.
But they come. But you got to always late. I hate the late workers.
I hate late people in general. Like, if you, and then people, okay, so for example, if your shift starts at 4, there's no reason you should still be at your house at 4:45.
I mean.
No.
I'm joking.
You need to be leaving your house, and some might be like, what is she talking about? 4:20. Get to your job.
If your shift starts at 4?
No, I mean 3:20. Thank you. 3:20. Get there. Get you time to find parking. Mm-hmm. Get you time to adjust in the back. You know, like, I really, like, that's a good one. I don't like people who are late.
As somebody who used to be late all the time, not to work, though, because, you know, when the money call in, I got to be on time.
I got to be on time. Be there.
Now,
like,
when, in the past, when I've been late to things, I realized that there's a different energy when you're running in late, right,
yeah,
to something.
Yeah.
When I come in, no word to Starbucks, but Starbucks, 30 minutes before your job, you get a free drink, right? So I go into work. I get my coffee, I sit down,
absurd,
change my
energy.
Clothes. You know, I look at what I'm walking
yeah,
into. Like, if you're just
good.
Running in there,
you're going to be rushed. You're not feeling yourself.
But we always have the late worker.
Yeah, there's the late worker.
Every 2 minutes.
Then you have the, what, every 2 minutes they do what?
Every 2 minutes, like every shift, 2 minutes before they're supposed to be there.
I'm going to be a little late today.
What is a little late? Because it's 30 minutes, 30 minutes every day. Like,
right.
That's not it. If you don't want to work here, quit.
Yeah. And then, like, for me, I would say, as opposed to the person that's always, like, you have the person that's, like, super early. Like,
yeah.
And I'm that super early person. And sometimes it's, like, detrimental because, especially if you work in spaces that aren't big and you need to be in the back, like, you're taking up space.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not supposed to be here. So, keep sitting in your car.
Or sit in the lobby.
Do something because you can't be in here right now. You don't got to go home, mm-hmm. but you have to
so
get out.
So, we got
out.
The super late. Always late.
The super early.
Super early. Yo, what about the employee that, the snitch?
Ooh,
the snitch.
Damn the snitch.
The
bro.
Snitch. Like, when the manager come back to me and be like, oh, y'all
that
was doing
so
this.
Sad.
No, because the manager don't even be telling me the name of the person, but
oh,
I just know the person.
Yeah.
Like, I know when it's the person. And be like, I heard that last night y'all were blah, 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 blah.
And they be in the back, of the manager just looking all menacing. Like, yeah, I said it. Because, okay, shout out to my best friend, J-Lo. We're not going to say the corporation because we're not about to get sued. But we worked with a fruit place. I'm saying fruit place. A fruit place where they mix it up in a drink, if you catch my drift. And basically, like, there was always that person that took their job too serious that would, like, consistently snitch, like, and not even on some like light work stuff, like, oh, they're stealing from the cash register. That's when you do snitch. But on some, yeah, last night when we was closing, XYZ was doing this, and then in my other job before that, there was this girl that I did not like her. She used to snitch heavy. Mm-hmm. She told the man, she told the owner of the store, bro, that mm-hmm. we were stealing merchandise. Ask me what the merchandise was.
What?
Wristbands. The paper, the freaking paper wristbands. Like, she's like, yeah, they're taking socks. Mind you, we need socks to work at this place. Mm-hmm. They're taking socks. They're stealing wristbands. They should go to jail. You're taking your job too seriously. Like, I think the person, the snitch and the person who takes their job too seriously are like the same person.
So you got late Lance, mm-hmm. right? You got early
Erica.
You got serious snitching Sally. serious snitching Sally. And then you got oversharing Oscar. Ooh. You know, and I'm one of them. I'm an Oscar, okay?
The oversharers bug me. Because it's like, it'll be like those slow times. You know what I'm saying? Like, where nothing's... If you work in food, I don't know how mm-hmm. retail works. But if you... It's them slow times, and, you know, you're probably doing some bullshit. Here come Oscar. How you start off your oversharing?
No, because I would say oversharing and talkative are two different things. I overshare to, like, my friends and stuff, but on the job, I'm lying. You're lying. I'm lying.
Oversharing would be like, my mom's is crack.
And oh, like, wait. No, I don't do anything on that level.
I've had that experience where I'm on the clock, and this woman is telling me some hard-hitting shit, and I'm like, she's like, my baby daddy going to jail, but he don't pay no child support. Like, I don't.
I have had those kind of employees. I'm not an oversharer. Okay. I'm a talkative Tom.
Okay.
I'll just be talking. Like, if a customer do some wild stuff, I'll keep talking or making about jokes it. About it.
Yeah.
Or I'll talk about, like, what's happening in the political climate. Ooh. If my friends walk in, like, we have conversations because I can't. If it's quiet and boring at work.
You got to shake it up.
I got to shake it up. So I'm a talkative Tom. I'm not an oversharing Oscar. Outside of work, sometimes I am an overshare Oscar. But I think sometimes I'm not at work. I know that there's my work life and I'm people's boss. So it's like, it's my work. And then I'm just talkative and they know I'm going to talk. Now I do. I got to think of another E word for the next one. I'm going to say.
Okay. Cause I have but, one.
Okay. So Wait. Let's go over them again. We got late Lance. Uh-huh. We got early Erica.
Right.
We got serious snitching Sally. We got overshare Oscar. We got talkative Tom.
And who else?
Go ahead with yours.
Because I feel like it's going to be the same thing, but a different word.
One, two, three.
Okay. Mine's was going to be Larry the Lazy.
Okay. Larry the Lazy. Mine's is different.
Those are the people that come to work and don't do nothing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna hold you. My friends don't believe this, and I can see why. Mm-hmm. But if I'm really dedicated to something, I am a hardworking person. Like,
okay.
But if I don't care, I don't care. That's just who I am. And everybody who knows me knows this. So if I don't care about anything you're saying to me, I'm not putting any energy. But if I'm dedicated to this, I'm going to put in energy. I'm going to go the extra mile. And jobs that I'm really passionate about, like any job that I've ever worked with children, I'm going over and beyond. Mm-hmm. Any job that I'm going to just say it. I worked at a smoothie place. I am crazy about smoothies. I went dumb. Like... when I wanted to, but you know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't care, I'm not, but I'm never going to show up to work and just sit on my ass. I literally worked with somebody who fell asleep on the job, woke up and was still like, yeah, I'm just trying to knock out my shift for real. Why are you here?
Lazy Larry,
go home.
No. Go home, Larry.
Because it's just that's just the equivalent, in my opinion, to somebody just calling out. Because at the end of the day, they're not helping you. So, I mean, if you're not helping me, like, you shouldn't even freaking be here. Cool. Fuck Lazy Larry.
I was thinking on a, like, completely different. Oh, okay. And I wasn't thinking about laziness. What were you thinking? I was thinking about emotional, like, emotions.
Ooh, the bitches that cry on the job.
Yeah, crying Carissa. I'm one of those sometimes, too. I'm a crying Carissa. A word to anybody I work with. I'm a crying Carissa. Like, but I feel like my tears are valid. And I'm going to explain.
So how are your tears valid over Carissa's?
Okay, because Carissa just come to work every day crying. I come to work eager as fuck. Like, I'm like, let's do it. Let's get it done.
Right.
We're here. Let's have a good time. I be, like, joking with the customers. And you know what I mean?
Head to the having back a good time. Cry.
And then I'll go to the back. And I'll see how much stuff we need to do and how there's only three people on the floor and emotional breakdown time. And then I'm like, okay. But I'm a crying Carissa in my day-to-day life. So I can't.
You can't change it.
I really can't. I really can't. You know, then we got the bitchy boss. Mm. We're not even giving them a name. Bitchy boss Bailey.
We're not even giving them a name.
Persuasive bitchy boss Bailey.
Okay.
Bitchy boss Bailey. Because at first I wasn't. Then I thought of a B name.
Yeah.
Bitchy boss Bailey. Right?
Right.
That's. I feel like that speaks for itself.
Everybody knows.
That speak. Then we got the laid back boss. You know, we fucks with the laid back boss. The
laid back boss that just never troubles anybody. As long as you're doing what you're supposed to, they like, I gotta check on y'all. Hey, I'm finna actually leave 5 hours early. Y'all hold down the fort. And it's just like, hell yeah.
You know, and they just let you vibe. They let you have a good time. You know, and we fucks with those kind of boss. But I feel like that's all the kinds of coworkers we have, right?
If you have any more and you guys listen to this, we're going to do a little post, a little infographic or whatever. Comment who you are. And if we didn't state who you are, then go ahead and drop
Let us
a
know.
Comment.
Be honest about who you
Be
are.
Because completely transparent. You know? Especially if we know you. Because if I know you, I probably have worked with you.
Like,
no cap in my rap. So go ahead and be honest about who you are. And if we did not name who you are, go ahead and tell us what you are, who you are. Somebody else might resonate, be like, they didn't say that, but damn, that is me. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that is me. No, for real though. Like, let us know who you are. And why you down there letting us know who you are? You know, it's my favorite part of the episode. Question of the episode, right? This is only my favorite part because it prompts so many different conversations. Like, right. Sometimes the question people hear and they're like, what the fuck? But then they start really thinking about it.
And then they
comment and it spiral out. Even if I'm just on the phone with somebody and like, yo, I peeped your question. Like, let's unpack that. Let's talk about it. That's why it's my favorite part. But the question of episode 5, right? Mm-hmm. Work, don't stop, is would you consider yourself more religious or more spiritual?
Uh-huh.
And why?
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we're in this time where, you know, spirituality and religion, they butt heads. You know, yeah. I've gotten to a lot of conversation and they're like, well, how can you be religious and spiritual at the same time?
Right.
Right? How can you believe these two things, like, at the same time? In sync with each other? And I'm like, it's possible, but I feel like I play devil's advocate a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So next week, you know, we plan on having, not next week, next episode.
Next episode,
we plan on having, you know, some special guests and we're going to debate this. We're going to talk about it, you know.
So excited.
Next episode, let's bring out the notepads. Let's really break down the stuff that we say that prompts you and the stuff that we say that, you know, it's like, okay, I don't agree with that. Right? So let's have a conversation. Like, we're really looking forward to that conversation. Once again, you know, I talk a lot. I'm talkative time or whatever.
She is talkative time.
But if you did not hear the question the first time, the question of the episode is, would you consider yourself more religious or more spiritual? Mm-hmm. And why?
And I think for those, I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but I'm talking about, well, extremes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
that's what pops up to my head. But I really want to hear from y'all. We want a lot of feedback. We talk about who you are at work. Are you religious? Are you spiritual? Let us know.
Let's talk about it. Holla at us. And that brings us to the end of our episode.
Yes.
Hey, and we looking forward to seeing y'all November the 2nd.
Yes. This episode 5 got really heated, but you know.
We was debating, but it's fine. All love.
And join us November 2nd. We're going to have special guests. We really, 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 really want you guys to tune in. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Always and forever. Love y'all.
Rise and shine.